Back inside our locker room chats on FM 103.9 KNZA. Now time to talk about the girls' basketball with head coach Nate Bauman. Got the start out of the break with a good win over Nemaha Central on Tuesday, 40-28. But coach, let's go back to the break overall. How did the break go? I know it was nice to kind of get away from the games a little bit and kind of get some rest, but now you're recharged and ready to go. So how did the break go overall?
Yeah, it was kind of a weird break because we had that last game on the Friday, and then we had three more days we could practice with no school and no game to come, and so we kind of debated on what to do there, but we really just went back to, we had kind of a three-day summer team camp, just fundamentals and individual skills and things that we kind of saw that we were struggling with in the first five games of the season, and that was really productive for us, I thought, good for us just to have time where we weren't focusing on an opponent, but just focusing on getting better, and the girls bought into that and went, you know, both feet in on that. And then when we came back from the break, a little bit more of that, had some alumni in the scrimmages, and we've got some really good alumni. So that's a battle when they come. And so that was good for us too. And then we got back to a normal routine there at the end of the week. But yeah, I was really pleased with just the girls. You know, I told them, you know, 1-4 going into the break, and I don't know what to do other than let's go to work. You know, let's get busy and get better. And the results will come if we continue to work and continue to work together. And they did a great job of that.
Yeah, on Tuesday, a solid win on the road at Nemaha Central. That's always a really tough place to go and play, but your girls play extremely well and win 40-28. What did you see just overall there against Nemaha on the road?
Yeah, you know, I think just our confidence building kind of as the game went along, and that confidence, I always tell them, confidence kind of breeds patience. You can be more patient the more confident you are. And, you know, I think in the first half, we were still a little tentative, still, you know, we're a 1-4 team. We're not, and Nemaha is always good, and we're not real sure about what we can do. And in the second half, I saw us get more aggressive offensively and defensively, taking some chances, getting some steals, really being aggressive, getting to the rim and making great decisions with dump offs or kickouts versus their man defense. I was really just pleased to see our confidence grow. Like I thought I saw it over break. You just don't know how soon that's going to turn into success on the court and on the scoreboard, and I'm happy for the girls that it happened last night.
Yeah, Mary Luker got going as well, 17 points for her, and really she hasn't played a ton this year, had just a couple games there before the break, but now she seems like she's really getting to the flow of things. What did you see from her, especially against Nemaha?
Yeah, and I saw it over Christmas break, and I saw, all right, Mary's back. You know, she's in shape. She's in great shape always. She can run for days, but basketball shape's just different than everything else. So it takes some time to get in that kind of up and down shape. And she's there again, and she's aggressive, looking for a shot. I think we scrimmaged the alumni two times over break, and the second time I think she went on about a 13-0 run by herself. And I thought, okay, here we go. And that's she has the ability to do that, and she's maybe the one player we have on our team with that kind of ability right now. So, and the other girls, to their credit, recognized it and got her the ball in position where she could score and could be aggressive, and it was just a great team effort.
Now you look ahead here to Friday. You'll have Royal Valley coming to town. So, Coach, wish you the best of luck there against Royal Valley on Friday. And congratulations on that win over Nemaha on Tuesday. But thank you so much for taking the time. We appreciate it.
All right. Thanks, Johnny. Happy New Year.
All right, Coach. Thank you. Nate Bauman, head coach of the Sabetha Girls, joining us on our locker room chats here on FM 103.9 KNZA.